Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Barbara Friedman, our online guru, a good morning to you.
Morning, Kino.
So a Native American man was, not seemingly, he was mocked. I watched the video. These guys wearing Let's Make America Great Again, these snot-nosed little hillbillies, bunch of teenagers, taunting him.
Yeah, so, you know, but it is complicated because the video goes out now. Millions and millions of people have watched and commented on it. It's gone absolutely viral. But now some newspapers, even the Washington Post and the New York Times, are just saying the context needs to be understood. Nobody's defending. I mean, that smug look on that mega teenager's face while this Native American Indian is sort of doing a prayer with his drum is really hard to watch. And, you know, he spoke afterwards in another video that's even had even more millions of views. He had tears in his eyes and he said, you know, this land, they were chanting build the wall, and this land has never had walls. And you just, it's really moving to watch that. But, you know, what some of the newspapers are saying is that it was this convergence of race, religion, and ideological beliefs against a really tense political backdrop nationally that sort of set the stage for this viral moment. And I think it says a lot about kind of where America's at the moment. And, you know, even the Native American himself said afterwards, Nathan Phillips, he said it wasn't, he said he walked into that crowd of teens because there was a group of African American guys standing on those steps doing a Bible preaching, and then they started calling each other names. So he went in to diffuse the tension, and that young guy stood there and he sort of wouldn't move, and he had that smirk on his face. It's just it's a complicated situation, but it's not a very pleasant one.
I think racism in general is complicated. But, I mean, what's the context? You know, the fact is they acted like a bunch of hillbillies and a bunch of racists. Clueless, young, obviously fueled by their parents, and obviously taking a leaf out of Donald Trump's book. There's nothing there's nothing black and white, pardon the pun, about, oh, why did they do it? Of course, there are reasons behind it, but what they did was wrong. Finish and klar. Klar gelach, finish laughing, no problem. I don't understand where all, I mean, yes, we can then look at why these things happen, but what happened was wrong.
Their school has said they're going to take action, and expulsions might even be on the cards.
Well, there we go. I don't think any of them, it would help any of them either, the school itself. Now, a zoo in the UK opened a retirement home for sloths where they can go to comfortably live out the golden years.
You know, and what's hilarious is that they are slow moving to start with.
So,
you know.
True.
They move very slowly, and these ones move even more slowly. No, it's a shame. It's called Folly Farm Adventure Park and Zoo, and they've opened a housing for aging sloths. So apparently sloths live a good 20 years in the wild, but even 50 years in a zoo situation. And so they've taken them in to try and extend their lives, and they've done things like they've got shorter trees and deeper floors to make it easier for these animals to climb and get around.
It's cute.
I just thought it was really funny because they're also quite solitary animals, but they say that as they get older, they seem to like company, and they've got two. One's 24-year-old Tuppy and one's the 34-year-old Lightcap, and they're living their best life in their new home, and they're saying they hope they're going to become the best of friends.
That is so cute. Now, Nike's latest footwear may be taking the whole green idea too far. Please tell us.
They're really, really hard to look at, but they haven't been released yet, but the pictures are out. And they're basically made of AstroTurf, fake grass.
Oh, no.
So the whole shoe is covered in quite long, coarse-looking AstroTurf. And the footwear, it has the white swoosh on the side, but you can sort of you can see it through the grass and green laces that sort of are camouflaged. And it's sort of a golfing shoe, and people are very divided on this. You know, some people are saying, you know, were they smoking whatever those are made of before they designed them? And other people are saying, oh, they're just too cool, and they would definitely want to get a pair. So I know it's a silly story, but it just makes me laugh to see the things that these companies come up with.
Oh, my word. Thank you very much for that. Barbara Friedman there with your latest. And on those Nike tackies, how much are you prepared to spend on a pair of tackies?